From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The search for survivors of a Navy ship collision has been suspended. An international search at sea for 9 American sailors still missing after their warship collided with a tanker off Singapore has been suspended. The U.S. Navy says divers will continue search and recovery efforts inside flooded compartments of the USS John S. McCain, which was left with a gaping hole in its hull after Monday's collision. Remains already recovered from the destroyer were identified by the Navy as Kenneth Aaron Smith, but 9 other sailors remain missing. Monday's accident, which happened in busy shipping lanes by the Strait of Singapore, was the second deadly incident involving a U.S. destroyer in 2 months after an American ship collided with a cargo vessel off Japan in June. It prompted the U.S. Navy to announce a fleet-wide global investigation and to sack the commander of the Japan-headquartered 7th Fleet, with which both the warships belong to. The White House is expected to soon give the Pentagon guidance on implementing President Trump's order to ban transgender people to serve in the military. A memo reported by the Wall Street Journal initially would give Defense Secretary Jim Mattis 6 months to implement the plan set in motion by a series of Trump tweets in late July. This policy would give the Pentagon the ability to expel military members based on a standard of whether they could be deployed to war zones or take part in other missions. It would also deny admittance to new transgender people who want to join the military and would end spending for medical treatment regimens for current transgender service members. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Thursday during a visit to Ukraine that Russia is seeking to redraw international borders by force and that U.S. sanctions against Russia will remain in place until the government in Moscow changes its behavior. Mattis spoke alongside Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko after a meeting with him and other leaders in Kiev. The Pentagon chief reiterated U.S. support for Ukraine and said it does not accept Russia's 2014 annexation of Crimea. Students are arriving at the University of Virginia campus in Charlottesville, Virginia, for the start of the fall semester. None of them expected their school to feature in national and international headlines for the violent rallies that culminated in the death of a young woman who was there to protest racism. Students and their parents told VOA reporters they were shocked but determined to keep the campus and the city of Charlottesville a safe place for all. Sladitsa Hoek has more.
The deadly violence in Charlottesville shocked the nation, and it scared the students enrolled at the University of Virginia, also known by its acronym UVA. Minority students like Malia Valentine were especially worried.
The physicality of the events was kind of frightening.
But the university has made efforts to reassure minority students they have nothing to fear. Yusuf Baig, a freshman from Houston, Texas, is Muslim.
The entire week I constantly got emails from pretty much every department in the school saying they don't support any of this.
His mother, who accompanied him to Charlottesville, expressed disappointment that such violence occurred in the city the family believed to be safe and quiet.
It's very, very sad and scary that things like these still happen in America.
Many hope that the violent rally was an aberration that won't be repeated. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump appealed for a more unified nation during a speech in Nevada at the end of a 2-day trip to the western United States. Trump spoke to wartime veterans at a convention in Reno, Nevada, Wednesday.
It is time to heal the wounds that divide us and to seek a new unity based on the common values that unite us.
Trump's unity speech came on the same day. A new opinion poll showed nearly 2/3 of Americans believe Trump is doing more to divide the country than bring people together. After the Reno address, Trump signed legislation that would streamline the process veterans must undergo to appeal claims for disability benefits with the U.S. Veterans Administration. The White House says that more than 470,000 veterans are awaiting decisions on those appeals. You can find out more on our website at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.